And Joel Benenson, now chief strategist for the Clinton campaign, also the top pollster as well. And Joel, thank you for coming in this morning. You just heard what Eric Trump had to say. And I want to show a video that gets into what he was talking about, this charges of inciting violence.
If you're there and you're protesting and you do these actions, mm-hmm. you will be attacked at Trump rallies. That's what we know.
So that's part of the process of eliciting the reaction.
The whole point of it is we know that Trump's people will freak out, the security team will freak out, and his supporters will lose their.
This is pretty shocking stuff. Now, I know there have been questions about these O'Keefe videos in the past, about the editing of these
videos. Questions of O'Keefe.
Yet both those operatives who were in these videos have now resigned, and they did receive money from the DNC. They were subcontractors. Isn't this exactly the kind of behavior you all have been complaining about?
Well, it's a video of somebody who has a track record of doctoring videos. These people have resigned, whether they were talking to him on camera or whether there's some snippet there that's been manipulated and taken out of context, I don't know. It's actually the first time I've seen the video, George. But what's been going on throughout this campaign, in Donald Trump's own words, we have video of Donald Trump saying, punch him in the mouth. I want him carried out on a stretcher. I mean, this is a candidate running for president of the United States. So if the Republicans and Donald Trump or Eric Trump want to talk about James O'Keefe, instead of the words of the nominee of the Republican Party, I think it's showing a sign of desperation here in the last weeks of the
campaign. But are you confident you don't have other operatives out there doing exactly the same thing?
I'm pretty confident. I mean, I think, as I said, we're talking about a guy who has a track record of doctoring videos. These people resigned, as you said. And if this was happening day in and day out, we would know about it, number one. And number two, Donald Trump, day after day on the stump, was inciting people at his. He said, I'd like to punch him in the mouth. I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and I wouldn't single vote. I mean, let's be honest about who here has been inciting violence day in and day out at Trump rallies. It's been Donald Trump. And I think it's part of the reason why he's been lagging in the polls, why he's been unable to reach beyond his base.